I would like to share my experience today.
Very good. Sadhu, go ahead.
So as I sat down and I start to meditate and start to begin silent, as I sit down, I start to observe, actually my mind have thoughts coming up.
Yeah, the movement coming of up. Sankara, yes.
Yeah, activity and these thoughts are like jumping here and there.
Yeah.
And I suddenly just practice, I just realized, okay, relax.
Ah, silent, relax, maintain awareness, let it cease. It will slow down. Then after a while.
Yeah, and then I start to focus on breathing.
Yes, that one very good. It's your good anchor.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I want to. It's a realization. It's actually an anchor.
Yeah, it anchor your mind so that it doesn't move. It doesn't think. Then you are mindful of the movement of your breath. That is anapanasati.
Yes, and I feel like as if it's actually very nice. I'm not
very
forcing
soothing.
Myself not to think.
Correct. And I'm you're very relaxed.
Letting it flow.
Correct.
But I'm anchoring myself through my breathing. I'll bring back myself a breath.
Yeah. When you are aware, you cannot think. That's it.
And the breathing helps.
Yes.
This mind thinking everywhere.
Definitely.
Come back.
In the early day, I also do the same anapanasati. That was what I came to know on my own. Then I did it and it stabilized. Very beautiful.
And I felt it was very helpful as a...
Oh, definitely.
It's okay. It's okay that I have many things, but that helps me anchor. Like what you said, anchor.
The moment it anchor, the thinking stop. Then you become very calm, very peaceful, very soothing. Yeah. Then very natural. It just follow the flow. There is no stress, no like the mind forcing the breath. And no, all very natural. That awareness and the breath move as one in perfect harmony and synchrony. That's how you become peaceful, calm, aware. Then piti will arise, sukhang will arise. All these meditative state will arise. Then you will know it's so beautiful. That silence, the awareness that can bring about all this byproduct of the true mind. Then you will realize your true mind and silent mind when the breath all stop. Later on, it will stop. Later on, it will become very slow. Then like no more breathing. Stay there. Don't do anything. Just stay there. Then that mind will enter sati. Then that time you become very different again. Where you are familiar with, be with it. So now be with the breathing until the breathing become very quiet, very subtle and very still. Means the mind is slowly, slowly transforming and develop the transformation to become very quiet and very still for you to realize your true mind. So when you realize your true mind, means your mind enters sati. Your sati is your true mind, true nature. That nature is just aware, nothing else. That's why you must silence everything and realize that true mind. Let it return to its original state before the sankara activity, before the movement, before the thinking, before the stirring. This is beautiful.